4CBA Mobile.
Enduro TR Mobile.
Mr. Tom, Enduro TR, KP4CBA. So how are you doing?
Good question. There was a wreck up here on Highway 101, and I'm following this GPS, which is a dirt road, and it's not exactly. It's just a road, but, oh, brother, I'm thinking I need to turn around. Good Lord, this is horrible, Dave.
Traffic can be a mess, and traffic lights can be frustrating. I don't understand. You know, sometimes, like the one here at Garlington, Congaree and Patewood, the lights stay green about 5 seconds, and there's a big long line of cars, you know, waiting, and so we're going to cut through the parking lot here. I'll have to sit through that light about 3 or 4 times before I get to go through it.
I got to go back on this dead road. This is crazy, Dave. But let me get turned around.
Okay. Am I still hitting the machine?
Yeah, you're still here. This is just, Well, Bernice, on the GPS, it's called Caleb Drive, and it shows it going clear over to 101, over to 14. But, it would have, and where it come out on 14, there's a big gate up there. And it won't let you go out on the 14. So I guess they just don't want you driving through on this road. The trees almost reach across it. The chuck holes are amazing. And our car's low anyways. But we'll make it back. We'll just go about 5 miles an hour and get there, I guess, Dave.
I got some good news. Anna came in yesterday, and box was sealed on both ends, so thank goodness. I don't think anything fell out. You know, you always have that fear. Especially on the end of the box, so.
Yeah.
It's a Hustler B is 8310.
There must be a wire antenna in it, Dave, or is it a vertical?
Vertical, but I've been told, I don't know if this is true or not, but if I'm getting ready to find out, I've been told that you can put a PCB tape over it. It probably takes about an inch and a half PCB pipe, make it look like a flagpole, and that way nobody can see it. Hey, there's an antenna. They'll say, hey, there's a flagpole. And so that's what I'm going to do. They say it doesn't affect the RF.
Congratulations. Sound like a good deal for you. Honestly, the bands last night were just absolutely horrible. And I couldn't hear anything hardly anywhere, which is very rare. I can usually pick up something. But don't be discouraged. If the bands aren't very good. I don't know if there's been a CME from the sun or anything like that. I really don't know. I just know that they were really bad last night.
Let me know. I'm going to try and get it together and, you know, put it up in the air. I may just stick it up out there for a few minutes and because I don't have the PCV pipe yet, and just see what it'll do. I'm gonna run a couple of things along the ground, you know, wire. You can tell me what that's calling. I'm brain dead today. So I'm gonna put a couple of radials, 180 degrees from each other, about 55 feet is the best I can do. Without getting on somebody else's property, I don't think they'd like that. So, I'm gonna do that, and we'll just see what we get. Steve Bronkin has one, and he, I can't remember his call. But anyway, and he says his works good. He's got the 5 BTV, which doesn't have 80 meters, and I wanted 80, so I got the 6. It was just, you know, like $30 more.
And the right thing, 40 meters is a real good band usually at night. 80 meters can be. I just don't use it very much. But sounds like it might just fit your application real good, and means you run the FT8 in that, your reception has increased exponentially, I'd say, compared to just regular RF.
I couldn't put a wire up there, but I just only have one tree, and it's on the end and of the property, and you know, there's just no way I could hide it, and and my wife, you know, she didn't want me putting up the Wyndham that way, and you know, it's all center fed. It would have been very conspicuous, and I got it from Main Trading Company, MTC, in Paris, Texas. We drove through Paris, and they actually have a miniature Eiffel Tower with a cowboy hat on top of it. So, but anyway, that's where I bought it, and the guy told me I needed an isolator. He said, they're about $68. I said, well, I got one. So, I'm going to use my own isolator that I had with the Wyndham.
I don't know whether you do or not, but if he's had experience with it and told you that, it's probably true. Well, we got turned around and come right back to the same place. So I hope this accident has cleared itself up here. If it hasn't, we're going to be in for a long wait. All for nothing. We could have went the other way. Over to Highway 14. Yeah, they're blinking lights at us, so I'll bet you that wreck's still up there, Dave. So we're going to turn around, and I'll let you go. And talk to you later. 73's Dave. This is Enduro 2.
See your navigator over there, you know, giving you orders, so, you know, you better listen and keep them wings level and all that. And we will talk to you later. Y'all navigate your way around there. Good luck. And always a pleasure. N0TRKB4CBA Mobile.